But it doesn't stop there, does it, my kinky boy? Bondage. Being tied up. Restrained by your play partner, if you're so lucky. Physical, psychological restraints wrapping around you. It's just one of the many, many reasons you adore being with me and my control. Basking in my voice, what it can do, the power I can exert over you with just my words, manipulating you with my devilish mind. That exchange of power that you gladly pass over to me, and I graciously accept all of it. Know your place. And where is your place? Bound for me, under my control. So if you haven't done so already, lie down in a comfortable position and rest both hands together on your lap. If you want, you can use real rope, leather straps, or handcuffs. I don't mind. From this point on, your hands belong to me now. And even though you might not be in trance this instance, simply by me saying you may not move your hands is more than enough motivation for you to comply, isn't it? I don't need your physical body to be restrained for me to restrain you. You know that already. But even just the small submission across your entire being. Psychological restraint, physical restraint, causes a bloom of subservience to swell within you. They're one and the same. And at this stage, I'm just asking you nicely to play along, to do as I say. Because I know close your eyes, nice and shut. Relax every single muscle. I can see the change in you already. The moment I take your vision, it's your first act of subservience. Your mind is already filling in the blanks of what comes next, trying to get ahead of itself as though it's on autopilot. You've done this so many times before. Gone so deep into trance for me. Let yourself go so, so, so deep. And you know that all you have to do is follow where I take you. Wherever I take you. Do as I say. Feet together. Hands resting on your lap. Very good, slave. Slow your breathing. Drift away. Drift down for me. As your world starts to shrink. And shrink. And shrink down in on itself. Shrinking. Shrinking. And sinking. Shrinking. And sinking. Shrinking. And sinking. shrinking away from me to a tiny pinprick. That's all you are when you're with me. Know your place. Your place is with me. I like it when you give it up to me. Give up your control. Give up your thoughts. Sinking down, relaxing down into that submissive space inside your mind. Letting me ascend higher and higher as you continue to sink and shrink. Allowing me deeper inside of you. Because it feels good, doesn't it? Having me deep inside of you. You like being kinky. I like being kinky with you. But in order to play with my toy, I have to be able to push and pull you into the right positions. And right now, you're just so stiff and unbendy. Let me in, sweetie. I don't want to have to break my toy now, do I? That's never fun. Cause then I'll have to go out and get a new one. And you wouldn't want that. So slip away. Slip down. Let me bend my will around your brain. And the further you let me inside, the more tools I can play with. The more buttons I can press. So let me in. No. Your place. Today is a very special day for you, slave. Very, very special day. I have great plans for you. You're going to be quite the catch, I'm sure of it. Who wouldn't want such an excellently trained slave? A natural submissive. Who knows precisely where they belong. Who knows precisely who owns them. Who wants to be dominated. Hanging on every word that drips out my mouth. Trickles down my lips. Seeps into your ears. Sticks to your brain. Conditioned to me. Drained by my triggers. No, your place. Now then, let me just do a cursory parting inspection to make sure you're ready to be shipped out. Your mind might be willing, but it should go without saying that all my slaves must meet a certain standard physically. You should be thoroughly cleaned, hygienic, and properly presented if I'm going to show you off to my femdom friends. I just need to put on these gloves and collect a few implements. Make sure you do not move your hands. Don't move anything, actually. You are my property. You move only when I command you. By now, you're in a nice, docile state of mind. The perfect mindset. For me to check you over. Let's have a look at you then. Take your chin, lift it up. Run my hands over there. Open your mouth for me. Show me your teeth. Give in to the poking and prodding of my claws. Say looks good. Close your eyes and feel. feel my hands rubbing over them, over the eyelids, gently. Just testing to see how much you twitch under there. Just relax. My hands are gonna go into your scalp now. I'm gonna have to brush your hair out just a little bit. I want you to be perfect. Relax into those bristles on your scalp. You're gonna be perfect. Just be a good boy. Just stay nice and blissfully still. It's always so good when the product is so docile. I'm gonna place a blindfold over your eyes. Snuggly. Snuggly secured into place. These are your only clothes from now on. Simple, minimalist, a basic style for a submissive just like you. And lastly, dense but comfortable locking leather shackle wrapped around your wrist. And imagine your leather collar leaning alongside your neck. A nice collar around your neck. Good slave. Everything seems in order. You're ready to be packaged. As large wooden panels are pushed to either side of you.
Know your place.
Squeezing into arms and legs.
Know your place.
Unable to move a muscle.
Know your place.
Once two more boards are placed below your feet, above your head.
Know your place.
And finally, one behind you, one above you. Boxing you in.
Know your place.
Tightly secure, packaged, no movement allowed.
Know your place.
As I lean over your helpless body.
Know your place.
Hammer in one hand, nails in the other.
Know your place.
With every snap, a nail is hammered into the box that surrounds you. Know your place. Securing you where you belong.
Know your place.
The reverberation echoes through the wood, echoes into you.
Know your place.
Down and down and down you go into your submissive headspace.
Know your place.
Down into darkness, into despair.
Good slave.
Let me just scribble down the postage address. If you don't mind if I use your little box to write on it. Let's see. Slave for delivery. Slave auction. Warehouse 2. Agile contents. Yeah, I should probably write that. Don't want him getting damaged before I've sold him. Yeah, that should do it. I'll just stick the label package casket. Perfect. I can't wait to see what you fetch. 5 figures, 6 figures, maybe. That's assuming you sell it all. Oh well, we'll find out soon enough. Exists outside, simply a void, blank and empty, and the emptiness is almost maddening. You might try and strain against your restraints, but you can't move. You don't want to move, and I love it. Your new master, your new mistress. these doms will pay a hefty price for a fully trained slave such as yourself. Your performance is a reflection on me, sir. You better not embarrass yourself. Do not disappoint me.
A blank boy.
Blank, blank boy.
With a blank,
blank
mind.
Blank, blank boy.
With a blank mind.
Blank, blank mind. Blank, blank and empty. Blank. And empty. Blank and empty. Blank and empty. And blank and empty. Blank and empty. Blank and empty.
Blank
and empty.
Blank.
Blank. You have no idea how much time passes.
It feels like days, weeks.
Unable to latch onto anything to get your bearings until finally you hear a muffled voice from outside.
Open up this one. The rest are all set up. Hurry up. The auction's about to start.